Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. O people of Lebanon, beware of the authorities extending their hand for direct negotiations with the Jewish entity. In light of the dangerous military escalation in the region following the brutal U.S.-Jewish attack on Iran, February 28, 2026, an attack that occurred while Iran was aligned with the U.S. and had provided services to it in many parts of the region, services that ultimately proved insufficient, and the subsequent exchange of military responses, the widening scope of the confrontation, and the criminal attacks on Lebanon. Statements and initiatives from within the Lebanese government have begun to emerge, suggesting the possibility of entering into direct negotiations with the Jewish entity. These statements have coincided with leaks about international initiatives, particularly French ones, that propose opening the door to negotiations leading to official recognition of this usurping entity at a time when the region in general, and Lebanon in particular, are under immense political, military, and security pressure. The succession of these contradictory statements and leaks between confirmation and denial and the accompanying American and European positions indicates that there are attempts secretly taking place to prepare the atmosphere for a dangerous political project, which is being passed through what is known in politics as, quote, trial balloons, to feel the pulse of the street and measure its reaction before taking fateful steps related to the future of the country and its people. Making fateful decisions concerning Lebanon's relations and political future under the pressure of bombardment and threats can only be considered submission to international dictates. Negotiations conducted under war and military pressure with the imbalance of power are in reality an imposition of will by force, which the Trump administration today calls a policy of, quote, peace through strength. That is imposing political solutions under the influence of war and destruction. The undeniable truth is that recognizing the Jewish entity or opening negotiations with it has not brought security to any country in the region. The Gulf states, for example, have not benefited from peace agreements with, quote, Israel, nor from military agreements with America and Europe in maintaining their security. Rather, these agreements have consistently served as a gateway to further political, economic, and military domination and a means of imposing subservience to Western policies at the expense of the Ummah's interests and sovereignty. We address our remarks here to the people of Lebanon in general and to Muslims in particular. The responsibility of rejecting this dangerous path rests upon you. Such fateful projects cannot be allowed to proceed without a clear stance from the people of the land who have suffered from this entity's aggression and crimes. Beware of being drawn into this perilous precipice and do not permit the passage of projects recognizing the Jewish entity under the pressure of war threats, displacement, or suffering, while the wars raging today are driven by international interests and regional conflicts. It is unacceptable and a grave sin for their outcome to be the imposition of political surrender, disguised as peace, on the peoples of the region or forcing them to accept what they have rejected for decades. The Jewish entity that is being forced to be recognized today was established only with the support of the major powers, foremost among them America and Europe, and it is incapable of surviving on its own without this support. As Allah Almighty said, ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. They will be stricken with disgrace wherever they go, unless they are protected by a covenant with Allah or a treaty with the people. Ali Imran 1:12. The arrogance and tyranny this entity displays today is based on the support of major powers, not on any genuine inherent strength. However, Allah Almighty has informed us that this arrogance will ultimately lead to their downfall and manifest loss. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding the destruction of the Jews at their arrogance and tyranny, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. If you act rightly, it is for your own good, but if you do wrong, it is your own loss. And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter the place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. At Isra 7, indeed, there is a promise from Allah that He will send against them until the day of resurrection those who will inflict upon them the worst of punishments. Allah Almighty said,
تأذن ربك ليبعثن عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم.
And remember, O Prophet, when your Lord declared that He would send against them others who would make them suffer terribly until the Day of Judgment. Al-A'raf 167. Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Lebanon calls upon you to adhere to what Allah Almighty has guided you to regarding the path of honor and salvation. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu hal udillukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin aleem. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين. O believers, shall I guide you to an exchange that will save you from a painful punishment? It is to have faith in Allah and His Messenger, and to strive in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. That is best for you if only you knew. He will forgive your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow, and house you in splendid homes in the gardens of eternity. That is the ultimate triumph. He will also give you another favor that you long for, help from Allah and an eminent victory. So give good news, O Prophet, to the believers. As-Saff 10-13. Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Lebanon affirms and reiterates, until Allah decrees what He has ordained, that the Ummah's glory and strength lie in the return of its unified political entity, which will consolidate its energies, protect its sacred sites, and safeguard its lands. This entity is the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, established according to the methodology of the prophethood, which will restore the Ummah's glory, deter its enemies, and make them think 1,000 times before attacking it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sabiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa taqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. O believers, patiently endure, persevere, stand on guard, and be mindful of Allah, so you may be successful. Ali Imran 200. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon.